NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joins us now. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning. How are you, Steve?
Doing fine. Thanks very much. Okay, so it's a lame duck session. A lot of important business, as we just heard, needs to be done. But there's a history of these sessions being rather unproductive and contentious.
That's true, because they happen, but usually because, as David Wellner just said, because the members can't do spending bills before an election because the voters would get mad at them. And the election then has consequences on what happens in the lame duck session. In 1982, for instance, 2 years into the Reagan presidency, after the Congress had enacted big budget cuts and there was 10% unemployment, the Republicans lost 26 seats in the House and ended what had been effective control. So they came back for a lame duck session. And suddenly it was a completely different Congress. They did big public works bill in order to improve the economic situation. And because for the first time in history, more women had voted in that election than men did, and the women's vote had been very significant in electing those Democrats, the public works bill contained a public service component, since obviously more women work for public entities than in construction work, which is most of the jobs that you get in a public works bill. So you saw in that lame duck session a direct result of the 1982 congressional election.
Well, what result do you think we'll see from the 2004 congressional election in this session?
Well, as you know, Republicans are feeling quite feisty, given the president's victory in two houses of Congress, picking up seats, and particularly conservative Republicans are feeling feisty. And again, you heard from David about the fight that's likely to come over Arlen Specter's chairmanship of the Judiciary Committee. And over the weekend, the Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist did not endorse Specter. He said he still had to make his case. So that is going to be a fight. But also on these spending bills, and that's where you really have to look for the effects of the election. There has been an increase in domestic spending in the Bush administration that has been twice what was the case in the Clinton administration. And you have fiscal conservatives in the Republican Party very upset about that and wanting to impose strict spending limits on all of these bills that are still yet to be done. And so they plan to cut health and education, the increases in health and education programs that were promised by Republican candidates for the Senate, again, before the election. Now that the election is over, those spending cuts should be easier.
And now another dimension here. Republicans are in control of both houses of Congress and the White House, of course, but people are watching to see if or how President Bush reaches out to the other party.
Well, that's true. But first, the Democrats have their own problems to go through, and they have to decide whether, if the president does reach out, whether they'll accept any kind of olive branch. They're going through what always happens after a loss, this agonizing self-examination and plenty of infighting. And a lame duck session reminds them of their losses. Right there in their midst is Tom Daschle, the Senate Minority Leader, who lost, Martin Frost, a leader in the House, who lost. It's hard for their colleagues to even look at them when you have these sort of wounded members walking around. I remember George McGovern saying after the 72 election that he wasn't even accepted back in the Senate. Now, John Kerry won't have the same problem. He got more votes, more states, but there's a loss of confidence and a lot of jockeying for the next Congress after this lame duck.
Thanks very much. That's NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.